This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, the story of a man who set out to rescue the world, or at least a lot of people in it. But first, as the stock market fell this week, anxiety rose on Capitol Hill. So far, public disapproval of the declining markets and growing corporate scandals have not attached themselves to President Bush. But Republicans are especially eager to make certain it doesn't stick to other members of the party either. Now, throughout the week, leaders from both parties raced to be seen as the ones who were doing a better job guarding everybody's 401k plans. And Congress had other major pieces of business this week, the president's proposal for a new Department of Homeland Security, most notably. Joining us now to talk about the week in Congress are Thomas Mann, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Tom, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here.
And Marshall Whitman, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. Marshall, thank you very much for
being
with us. And if I could turn to you first, Marshall Whitman, Republicans in the House had initially opposed much of what was in the Senate bill to overhaul corporate accounting. But what happened? What changed their attitude?
Well, a bearish market is transforming Republicans' view about regulation of the markets. Mm-hmm. There is a rush to pass legislation and get it to the president's desk before the August recess.
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating to be reminded of how responsive an institution the Congress can be in the face of clear evidence of public anger and public demands. The House committee leaders were dragging their feet for a few hours, saying we needed maybe a month of conferencing to work this out. Within an hour, the speaker allowed us how they would resolve this conference very, very quickly.
But I'm intrigued by this at the same time. Is the changed political environment, as I guess we can fairly note it now, a product of the declining market as much as the corporate scandals? In other words, if 2 months from now the market has risen a bit, there'll be less interest and less outrage and therefore less movement in the Congress.
I think members of the public and members of Congress would have tolerated the corporate scandals much more if the Dow were at 12,000 instead of near 8,000 today, no question.
Marshall, what number not in your head?
For the Republicans, the perfect political storm is when a increasing corporate scandal collides with a bearish economy. And that's what they're seeing right now. Their Achilles heel is their perceived coziness to corporate power. Mm-hmm. And they want to do everything possible to overcompensate for it. At the moment, there is an increased nervousness among Republicans in Congress that if this economy further weakens and there's further disclosures about corporate scandals, this could be devastating for Republicans in November, despite the president's popularity.
Well, let me clue into that, because there were polls released this week that showed once again that President Bush, his personal esteem is standing high with the American public. Although there is unease among the American public about the corporate accounting scandals and the decline in the economy. What do you make of those polls? Because this is a president who proudly, as a candidate and as a chief executive, has spoken of himself as coming from corporate America and carrying within his portfolio of leadership the skills of a successful business leader.
It's true we haven't had a collapse in the president's approval ratings, but he's now dropped 20 points over 9 or 10 months, and I would expect, given the collapse of the markets and the difficulty in the economy, that drop will accelerate.
Tom's exactly right. At this moment, people believe that the country is on the wrong track in larger numbers than on the right track. And when that number generally means more for the wrong track than the right track, the party that's in power usually suffers at the polls. But a lot can happen between now and Election Day.
Some Democrats in both houses, of course, are talking about holding hearings on the accounting practices at Halliburton Corporation when Vice President Dick Cheney ran it. Do these hearings have the potential to hurt the Republicans as a party? Or perhaps do they ultimately have the power to hurt the Democrats if they're perceived to be distracting the country from important business?
I think the Democrats would be well advised to get out of the way and let the SEC continue with its investigation and to allow the media organizations, which have turned their attention to the business practices of both the president and the vice president report.
I agree. You know, the problem with this whole crisis is that both Democrats and Republicans received big money from corporations. The chairman of the Democratic National Committee benefited from one of the larger disasters in the corporate world. So both sides have a lot to answer for. Democrats would be well served to be very careful about personalizing this issue because, after all, Republicans learned that when they did that against Clinton, it didn't necessarily redound to their benefit.
President Bush gave Congress his domestic security plan this week, and I'm wondering, beginning with you, Tom, then Marshall, what parts of it do you think are going to have the roughest going?
There'll be changes, especially on matters dealing with privacy. There'll be changes dealing with the requested freedom to reallocate funds, the requested freedom to ignore civil service protections for employees. I think the Senate will also toughen the intelligence analysis capacity.
Something happened this week that I thought was very insightful into the workings of Washington. As Tom mentioned, some of the committee chairmen are very disturbed about losing some of their jurisdiction to this new department. And one of them is Chairman Don Young, a Republican in the House of Representatives. And he explained that he met with President Bush, and he was very disturbed about losing the Coast Guard to this new agency from the Department of Transportation. And he said to the president, "This is not about turf. This is personal." And I think that more than anything else explains what's at stake in this great debate in the House of Representatives, is that a lot of committee chairmen are fearful they're going to lose important power over federal agencies. But at the end of the day, they'll give the president what he wants.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Marshall Whitman, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, and Tom Mann, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.